Gentlemen, lovely to see you. I know you were expecting my CEO, but she asked me instead to take over. She thought a little variety would spice things up. Anyways, I'll be your service whore for today, but also I will act as the negotiator for the Lestrand here. And don't worry, I'm only here to ensure that we step out of this room satisfied, in more ways than one. I want to make sure that each and every one of you is fully satisfied with the terms and services that we offer you. And I won't be leaving until we are all happy with the deal. Even if it leaves you spent. Anyways, enough with the introductions, shall we? I hope you understand if I ask the staff to take away your board table for now. I thought it would be best that you have a better picture of what might take place should you hire the Lestrand's services. After all, transparency, visibility is important in any business, is it not? And yes, nothing underneath my coat either. To keep with the whole transparency theme. You may ogle at me all you want, gentlemen. Take stock of what's in front of you, and what could be yours every single day if you take our offer by the end of this meeting. Besides, there were concerns that you may not receive the same quality of service that you might get on an individual level. Said your worry that scaling up our services may result to a loss of satisfaction? Well, that's why I'm here. To prove to you that every escort from the Lestrand is trained and highly capable of satisfying your every need in the bat of an eye and without loss of quality. Now, each of you sent different requirements that you'd like demonstrated during this meeting. Each of these requirements happen to be clauses in the contract that you want prices lowered. And you requested these prices lowered due to your concerns of loss of quality. Well, I assure you, you will find our prices reasonable after this. Let's start with the first clause, shall we? I believe it was you, Mr. Ramirez, that wanted to test out our blowjob skills. Well, we can begin with that. And while we're at it, I'd like to give the two other gentlemen in this room an opportunity to inspect the goods. I hope you two are able to support me while I lie across your laps and, suck on Mr. Ramirez's cock. Yes, it's why we did take the couch instead of leaving you with three office seats. Don't worry, your requirements will be fulfilled soon enough. But while you wait, you may have your way with me through your hands, your mouth, any way you'd like. Now, let me just... You boys okay back there? Can you support me in my curves? Good. My, Mr. Ramirez. Rock hard already, hey? Wonderful. You'll make my job much easier. A nice, powerful cock to suck on is such a fucking turn on. I'm already soaking wet. Don't worry, Mr. Johnson. You can totally inspect my wet little cunt, too, if you'd like. And you? I know being in the middle isn't the most convenient right now. But you're free to hold, caress, pinch, whatever you want to my tits. I know exactly what you
want in particular. And I promise you, if you wait a little more, you'll be rewarded the most.
Enjoying the tightness, Mr. Johnson. I can feel you trying to push your finger deeper and deeper, but you seem to be struggling. I told you I'm exactly what you're looking for. A wet, tight, and hot little slut for you to do whatever you want. Yes, and I can take a little bit of pain too. While I'm here, Mr. Ramirez, are you satisfied with how my tongue massages your cock from base to tip? Or shall I go a little deeper and get my throat involved too? I'll take that as a yes. Get my pussy dripping wet from just your fingers, Mr. Johnson. And, you? Fuck the way you're caressing my tits. You're turning me so sensitive. Fuck. You know, if you keep doing that to me, I might just come on the spot. Fuck. Oh god, you're evil, aren't you? Well, fuck, teasing my tits that way, giving me goosebumps with the way you handle and fondle my breasts. Fuck. I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson. I may have squirted all over your fingers. But you can confirm, right? My pussy is as wet, hot, and tight as you want it to be. Maybe even more. And how about you, Mr. Ramirez? Throat and tongue all up to your standard? Perfect. And now, as much as I want to keep your fingers to fill up my tight little pussy, I believe you are leaving one member in this board feeling a little empty-handed. Don't worry. I know you're already aching so much for me, and I want to give you exactly what you need. You want to fuck my tight little pussy, don't you? Stuff my wet, hot, aching little hole with your big, powerful cock. But more importantly, you want to pump and fill my little fuckhole past the brim with your hot, thick load of cum. You want to breed me and mark me with your hot, sticky seed. Right? You just hit the jackpot then. Because that's exactly what I want to do. I want a nice, thick cock to fill my cunt. Fuck me hard that your balls slap against my sensitive, aching clit so I can come hard and squeeze your cock so tight that I milk every drop of cum that's stored in your balls, and you keep
pumping your cock to make sure I'm properly bred, like the good little office whore you want me to be. Because it wasn't my boss that specifically picked me out of nowhere. No, you got the biggest stake in this company, and you had your pick of the pack before we even started this meeting. She picked your favorite, because it's you that I absolutely have to worship and please. It's you and your strong, thick, powerful cock that I desperately need to breed me. Fuck. That turns you on, doesn't it? When you get exactly the whore you want. When you get to breed exactly the bitch you desire, and she's desperate for your seed to fill her up. Fuck. I need that big cock of yours inside me right now. You don't get to wait. Nor do I. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Your pick. When the boss told me to prepare for you, I didn't expect exactly this. But it is what Mr. Johnson says. Nice and tight and wet. Hot little fuckhole for you to breed. So if it's a little bit of a challenge for you to fit inside me, I think it's what we both wanted anyways. Fuck. Now you're nice and deep inside me. Do you think I'm gonna go gentle on you? Not when I know that's not what you want anyways. You want to ram your cock deep inside me, and I want that too, because I want you. I want you. I want you to come inside me. I want this big fucking cock of yours to breed me. I want you to fill me up with every fucking drop of your cum. I'll be your good little breeding whore every fucking day if that's what you want. I'll let you use me as much as you want until your balls are fucking empty. Yes. Yes, every drop, don't you dare, go back on our deal now. There's no way you could, because you know this is exactly what you want. It's exactly what you want every fucking day, a good little service whore on her knees, or on top of you, just milking every drop of your cum. Gentlemen, I believe all your requirements are... Sorry, your colleague is still twitching inside of me. But yes, I believe all of your requirements are satisfactory. And I see. Both Mr. Ramirez and Mr. Johnson have also exploded from that spectacle. Well, my needs are met too. I trust that you will be more accommodating of the rates we have initially put forward. But as a little token of our appreciation, my CEO has kindly allowed me to grant you a 15% discount for the first 6 months of our partnership. If I enjoyed myself during this meeting, and I'm sure you three can tell that I certainly am. Does that make the contract more appealing? Wonderful. Well, I should be getting on ahead now. You all have my card for other questions, and if you need any of my individual services as well, especially you, you know how to contact me. So my assistant will be here shortly to clean you off with her mouth and provide the amended contract for you to sign. If all goes well, our girls will be driving up to your building after 7 days. I suggest that you get your cleaners ready by then. Perhaps hire extra staff to assist. Have a wonderful evening, gentlemen.